We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the third wide line, beginning of the line. The first word line is Lay, right after that. Zokta Gemara, Omalei Kaifil Rabbi Gamil. A certain heretic said to Rabbi Gamil, Yedano Lekaichu Mai Ka'ovid Vehecha Yosef. I know where what Hashem is doing and where he's sitting. So Rabbi Gamil, it's Nagave Isnech. He became faint and he sighed, Omalei Maihai. So the Kaifer asked him, like, what is this? Why are you so upset about? Omalei Ben Echod Yeshli Bekarach Hayam. I have a son in the Medina Sayam. I have a son very far away, Yeshli Gumalov, and I want to see him. How you're in for him? Bina Demachus Lenele, can you show him to me? I have no idea where he is. So Amalei, so Ramil said, you don't know what's going on earth. You know what's going on in the Shemayim, that you know? He said, you know where Akash Baruch is. You don't know where people are in this world. You think you know where Akash Baruch is? That's what he answered him. He was, Rashi speaks out that it, obviously even this Kofer himself knew, he's no idea what he's talking about. Makakashava is a Rashi. Yukashava, he just said, there's no way Ragamil could disprove me. I'll say I know where Hashem is. There's no way he could disprove me. And I said, Ragamil disproved him. If you don't know where the people are, obviously you don't know where Hashem is. Omalei Kofer Ragamil, Kofer, heretics of Ragamil. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Moine Mispel Chavim, Hashem counts the stars. My Rebuse, what's the big Chiddush? I could count stars also. What's the big deal? So Ragmil, Isaac Abushi, brought some quinces. It's a type of pear. Shadinu Barbil Vekamahadilah. He brought them in, put them into a sifter, and he swirled them around. Omele Menayu, count these. Omele Kimru, stop it. Stop twirling it around. I'm about to count it. Omele Rekia Nami Achadra. The skies also, the heavens also move around. So how can you claim that you count stars? That also moves around. Same thing like the sieve. You can't count these quinces in a sieve. Obviously, you cannot count the stars. Igadami Achamele. Some say that Rabbi Gamil answered the Kofer this way. He says, Monali Kochave. He says, when the Kofer said that I know how many stars are, Amalei Ragmil said to him, Emily Kochech Vashinach Kamehava, tell me how many teeth and molars you have in your mouth. Shali Dial Pumi Kamalei started putting his hand in his mouth, started counting it. Amalei Ragmil said, Dika Bapuyach Leidati, you don't know what's going on in your mouth. Dika Bakia Dati, you think you know what's going on in the sky? Amalei Kofer Ragmil, another exchange between Rabbi Gamil and the Kofer and the heretic. Amalei Kofer Ragmil. The one who created the mountains did not create the wind. So Rabbi Gamil answers, that it says by the Odom, Vayivra, Vayitzer, it says a double lashon there. You're going to say that whoever created this part of the body did not create this part of the body? It's not really so mistavra that in one body, two people create the same body. If it's two different people, good. But here it says in one person, is it mistavra that one, even though it's a lashon v'yivra, is it mistavra two different creators created one being? And if you say yes, tefach and tefach yesh, there is a place that's one tefach, which is the face, which then kavim yesh boy. There are two openings there, the ears and the eyes. Misha bara zelo barzei. Tell me that this one, made out of two creators in the same area with two holes and different, you know, the eyes and the ears in the same place. Because there it says, Shadam is in the Pasuk, Anoita Oizen Alo Yishmam, Yitz Ayin Alo Yabit. So it says, Lashon Yitzer by Ayin and Noitea by Shmia, by the ear. So you tell me, according to what you're saying, that's two different creators because it uses two different Lashonos. So you tell me it's possible the same one Tefach and Tefach, two different creators? So I'm in. So yeah, the Kofer said yes. So Amalei, and what happens? Mishas Misa, Kul Nispaisu, and Mishas Misa, they both agree, both creators agree that he should die. It's very not mistavra what you're saying, and therefore he said, that's obviously not true, what you're saying, that there are two different powers, two different creators. That's not possible, because they would not kill their creations all at the same time. So obviously it's all one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one creator who created people. And the same thing goes for the Haram and the Ruach also. The two Lashonos mean nothing, just like by a person, by a human, it's one creator. Same thing over there. Omaleyahu Amgusha L'Ameymar. Amgusha is like a Kishav Macha, a sorcerer. He said to Ameymar, Mepalgach L'Eloi D'Hormiz, I know through Kishav that your upper half of your body, it belongs to Hormiz, which is a Kayach of Shadim. It's a koyach of shadim. And mepagel is natoy, the ahumis. And the bottom, lower half of your body belongs to ahumis, which Rashi teaches means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, so that's the Amgush HaMeir. So Meir said back, Im Kain, Heichis Shavik LeAhumis, the humis. How does ahumis, which according to Rashi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow the shade, which is the top half, Lavuri Maya Baare, to let the water, and it's dirty water, actually go through his property, through his part, because everything Pum puts in his mouth is excreted through the lower part of the body, and if we're saying lower part of the body belongs to someone else than the top, so how does he let him send dirty water through through Akash Baruch Hu's part of the body? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Toisvis, top Toisvis speaks out that does not mean the Ahum is not referring to Akash Baruch Hu. Look, Toisvis, Bekuntus Goros Kamabloy Aleph, Basval. First one's Hormers, the one's Ahumers. Zok Toises, but Toises, very Tom Goros Tavau Beloy Aleph. Elekamo Hormiz Bezayin, Kamoy Ifra Hormiz, Shuloshan Chayim, Esamachim. That's the Karis Baruch Hu. Ifra Kamoy Aperi Namtaya, Ubasra Hormin, Benun. And that's Hormin Baralisa, that's a shade. And therefore, Toises learns the top half of the Mugusha, the top half of the body is the Karis Baruch Hu. The bottom half is the shade. And like Taris Chaim said, it makes more sense because the mouth and the head. It probably comes with Karis Baruch Hu, makes more sense. Even obviously what the Magusha said makes no sense anyway, what the sorcerer said. But at least it would make more sense in the sorcerer's world that Karis Baruch Hu made the top half and the Shade made the bottom half. Zartamar Vaita, only case of Ram Tankham. The Caesar said to Ram Tankham, Tolev a Kula Lamachad, let's all be one nation. So Rav Tankham says, Oma Lechaya, no problem. Now the Melino, and we already have a Mila, so we can't become like you. We can't take off the Mila. The Mila's done already. We can't grow a new Arla. But Aton, Melisu, Vavakavasan. You, therefore, do a Mirs Mila on yourself and become like us. Omalei, Mamer Shabakamit. The tiny good answer. The only problem is that Miu calls Ochel Malka Shadi Biver. But anyone who beats the king and wins the argument over the king got to be thrown into the beaver, which is a pen of lions, of wild animals. So therefore, you're right. You answer me that there's no way that that you could become ungemalit, and we have to get a mila. A good answer, but you deserve misa. Shadu the beaver, they threw Rav Tanchum into the lion's den. V'lo yachlu, but the lions did not eat him. So Amalei Yitzduki, a certain Saduki over there, he said to the Kaiser, don't think that's a nace. The reason why the lions didn't eat him is because they weren't hungry. So you know what the Kaiser said? Okay, no problem. So I do later today. They threw the tzduki into the den, into the den, v'achlua. And the beasts and the lions ate this tzduki, and he got his what he deserved. Zogti Gemara Vaita. Only Kaifel or Gamil. Certain Kaifel said to Rav Gamil, you say, the Chazal say, that every time there's a minion, there's the Shechina is there. How many Shechinas are there? How could a Shechina be in every single minion of a ten? So Rav Gamil wanted to show him that this is the Metzias. Kariye L'Shamei. Gamil called the Shamis of the Kaifer, Mochabe Ba Pascha. And he gave him a bang on his neck. Amalei. He told the Shamish, Amaya Olshim Shabbos the Kaifer, why do you allow the son to come into the Kaifer's house? Why are you letting the son come in? Amalei, so the Kaifer said, Shimsha Kuli Hamanaicha, the sun shines on the whole world. You cannot prevent the sun from coming into the house. It's there in the whole world. So Gamil answers, oh, you're asking, the sun goes all over. Mashim Shadachad Me'elef Alfi Ruva Shamshay, Ma'aluch the sun, which is only one of thousands of servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kami Kodesh Abrichu, still Nichol Kuyama, shines on the entire world. Shchit Kodesh Abrichu, Halachas Kama Kama, for sure, the Shchina itself shines on the entire world. And like Rashi speaks out, that what's the... That this is that the Shimsha Kuliyama Nichos is the Chama goes entire world. If the sun goes entire world, obviously the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Shechina goes entire world. I just remember seeing somewhere something about the thousands. I thought it was the Rashi. I guess it must be the Masha. The Masha, exactly what it means. That's one of thousands of servants. There's something pasuk of a card to that. Something more avaita. Amalei ahu mina l'rabavo. A certain min, a heretic, said to Rabavo, Elikechem gachonu. Your God is a joker. The coming of the Cheskel, because he said to Yecheskel, Shchevat Tzedcha Yemini, lay on your left side, and then he tells him, V'ksiv Shchevat Tzedcha Yemini, then says, go lie on your right side. Bekitza, Akaris Baruch Hu Kavyachu was like, drive him crazy, go this way, go that way. And then there's another complaint over here. Also, Tamida Amalei, another question someone, the Kuiper had this taina that Akash Baruch was a joster, Chas Shalom. Another Talmud came and said for Avo, also, he asked a different question. My time is Shviyah, so what is the reason for Shviyah, for Shemitah here? So Amalei, Hashem Minuchu Milsa, Rav said, I'll tell you something, the Shavu Tavau, that, you know, it's one discussion, and I'll answer both questions. Omar Kars Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kars Baruch Hu told Yisrael, Ziru Sheish V'Shmitu Sheva, plant for 6 years, and the seventh year, you rest, you leave it barren, Kadei Shetedu Ar Shaliyu, that everyone should know that the world is mine. V'Heimli also came, but the Yidin did not do that. Elechot V'Galu, they were Chayta, they did not keep Shemitah, and therefore they went into Galus. Min Hagi Shalayla, Melech Bas Dom Shachal Medina, the minig is that if a Melech Bas Dom gets angry at a certain Medina, a certain country, Im Achzari or his Kulim, his Achzari kills them all, Im Rachmanu, Hari Chetzim, he kills half of them. Im Rachmanu, Mali Rachmanu, who, if he's full of Rachmanu, Miyaser Agadam Shem Yisurim, he gives the Gedolim, the leaders, Yisurim. Af Kena Karis Bakaris Baruch Hu, Miyaser Zecheskel, give you Cheskel these Yisurim, tell him to go here, go there. Kedela Marik and Rasem Shoshar, in order to put wash away the avoinus, the avarice of Klai Yisrael. So he answered both questions. Why the Shemitah to show Hashem runs the world? And therefore Hashem can say, 1 year leave it barren, and you have the same exact panasa. And if they don't keep that, they're chatoim, and really we destroy them all. But Kodesh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis, and he just gives Yisurim to the Gedolim. Another exchange between Rav Avohu and the Min. Amalehu Min Rav Avohu Elikechem Koyenhu. Your God is a Koyen. How do we know? The Sivu Yichuli Truma. It says, Hashem says, take for me Truma. Truma, something goes to the Koyen. Yichuli Truma. So Kikavri LaMoshe. So we know the pasuk says that Karz Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kikavri LaMoshe. But no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Why? Because Hashem, Baruch Hu himself buried Moshe. So he carried the Moshe, my tovel. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how was he tovel? He asked to eat truma. How was he tovel? Now, Agav, you can ask, forget about tefillah, he'd let him be metame. So Tosfos asks his kasha. Look at Tosfos, small Tosfos, my tovel. Holy kosh leheich nitma, how can he become metame? The Yisrael koru bonim lamakum. We know that a kohen had his lamb metame to the shiva kraven, one of them is children. And the Yisrael called children Esek and Matame. But the Mashah asks, the Mefarshim asks, the Al-Khayra, Karibok is a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol came Matame even to Kraven. So the Mashah, for different reasons, answers that he was a Meis Mitzvah. Since no one could Kohen Moshe, he's like a Meis Mitzvah. Therefore, a Meis Mitzvah, even a Kohen Gadol, allowed to be Matame too. But the Shail is, how is a Karibok Kaviyachal Mitar himself with which mikvah? Maybe he goes into the water. Which means all the waters in the world are the same size as Akash Baruch Hu's fist, so he can't fit into the water. So how is he tovel? Amalei, so Rabbi answered to this min, Benura tovel. He's tovel in fire. The chsiv, kihine Hashem be'esh yav, Hashem will come into esh. So afraid the Gemara, Misalka, or maybe the min asked the question, Misalka, tvusa benura, how is it possible that tefillah works in fire? You need water. The main way of doing tefillah is the primary way of doing tefillah is fire. The chsiv which is actually a pasuk when it comes to kashering and being tovel tefillahs kalim, says whatever does not cook, used with fire, it doesn't have to be kashered the same way. You can just put it on the water. Some say it means in tefillahs kalim al kabanim. It's we're darshaning here, which means Eish is the best type of tevila. If you don't have that, you go in water. Water is like the second best. So therefore, Akash Baruch Hu goes into the fire. Zogtumar Vaiter, a discussion between Rav Avina and Amin. Omlehu Mina al Rav Avina. A certain heretic said to Rav Avina. Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Mikam, Ka Yisrael Ge'echabarets, who is like Ka Yisrael Ge'echabarets, they're a special nation in the world. They're special. Marabuse. What's unique about them? Atom Nami Avitam Adon. When we, in the pasuk, it puts together the goyim with the yidden. The pasuk says, "Chsiv, kol goyim ka'ayin negda." All the goyim compared to Hashem are nothing, and it puts all the goyim together, even Klal Yisrael. Amalei, so Ravina answers, from your leaders, alone, your leaders, which is Bilam, which is a guy, he's a guy, he himself said that we are special. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that Bilam says, V'goyim loy yischashov, as I said in the Pasuk, that you're not counted together with the other nations, komakim shushku shem goyim loy hushku yishov v'chazok, Rashi, they're separate. So Gemara goes further with the same idea about Klal Yisrael and the rest of the nations, or Hashem and Tzadikim. Zakta Gemara Lezav Rami, Ksiv Toiv Hashem Akarl. Hashem is good to everyone. Ksiv Toiv Hashem Akarl. Hashem is good to those who are have betachin in Him, who Kaivav will wait for Him. So Chartz Astira, it's a Akarl or not? Zakta Gemara answers like this: Moshul Adam Sheshloi Pardes. A person has an orchard. So Kishu Mashke Mashes Kula. When he waters it, everything automatically gets irrigated because the water just flows everywhere. But Kishu Oide, when he does the pruning, or it means digging around the trees to make it stronger, he only goes to the good trees. Ain Oide Lo Toivim Shem. Only goes to the good trees. It's the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Avada, when it rains for everyone. But when, and also at Tzadikim, Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael, when it rains for everyone. When Hashem does individual attention, like giving them schar or saving them from peronios, it's dafka for the tzaddikim, for the koivav, and that's what it means, toivav shem koivav, they get special askacha pratis.